Vern Foster, Mark Morris, and Washougal. Hi, Vern.
Hi, Dick. How's our hardest working sports host in Seattle?
I'm doing all right, and didn't get a chance to see as much of senior night over at Lake Washington as I wanted to because it was a late start. But did you have senior night tonight for the Monarchs?
We did. And Mark Morris took on Washougal tonight, and they came into the game against Washougal already in possession of a 15th straight Greater St. Helens League title. So the question here on senior night was, what kind of energy would the Monarchs bring to the court? Jumping out to an 8-0 lead, you think a lot. But Washougal brought its A game to Lamy tonight, and in a game that was closer than the final score indicated, Mark Morris won 59-49. After surviving the haymaker in the first quarter, the Panthers fought back to within two at halftime and took the lead in the third quarter. A back-and-forth second half with nine ties, seven in the third quarter, and five lead changes finally went Mark Morris's way when the Monarchs scored eight straight points to take a 48-40 lead. Mark Morris made 16 of 20 fourth-quarter free throws to outscore Washougal 23-11 as it won its 10th straight game. Will Burkhart led the Monarchs with 23, while Nick Brink added 10 for the 16-3 Mark Morris team. Washougal must win Tuesday at Ridgefield to qualify for postseason. His leading scorer was Colin Prangley with 11, and Josh Bischoff had 10. Now the Monarchs travel to Ari Long on Tuesday. Now this is where it gets interesting, because Ari Long and Woodland were tied for second place going into tonight's game, and Woodland won that game 50-45. Then Hudson's Bay knocked off Hawkinson by a score of 70-68. So the way the standings in the league are right now, as we know, Mark Morris is number one. Woodland more than likely would be number two now, as it has a one-game lead over Ari Long. Ari Long's at 6-5, Woodland at 7-4. So Mark Morris, Woodland, and Ari Long more than likely are in the playoffs, because I'm still trying to figure it out like everybody else.
It's hard.
Yeah. Hudson's Bay is now, with its win, 5-7 in league, and its league season is done. So they should be in as well, as Hawkinson should have been eliminated with the loss tonight. So Washougal and Richfield will play on Tuesday night, and the winner of that ball game should get the final playoff spot.
Gotcha.
And as your guy in Aberdeen was talking, then they'll have to win the pigtail game against the number four team, which would either be Aberdeen or WF West, and winner of that ball game gets Mark Morris a week from tomorrow.
How about the Monarch girls tonight?
Well, Monarch girls played last night. As you know, they're the defending state champions, and they won four straight Greater St. Helens League titles, but all five starters from last year's team is gone, and they have a new head coach. But they've been a surprise to everyone but themselves. They started a freshman, two sophomores, and two juniors. And Mark Morris really was not a good team to start the year. In fact, in their season opener, Mark Morris was a 52-point loser.
Wow.
Yeah. Thursday night, though, they traveled to Washougal with a chance to win their fifth straight league championship. The Monarchs had won 10 straight games and led the league by one game over Washougal. And a game that was back and forth till the last 2 minutes, Washougal came up with a 55-47 win. Alicia Blankenship scored 16 of her 25 points in the second half as the Panthers moved their record to 15-4. The game featured 11 lead changes and 9 ties and was tied at 39 entering the final period. But Blankenship was just too much for Mark Morris. Freshman Beyonce B had 10 points for the Panthers, who avenged an earlier 2-point loss to Mark Morris. Freshman Brooke Walling led the Monarchs with 16 points, including 10 in the third quarter, while Libby Bartleson added 11. Both teams have one game remaining. The Monarchs traveling to Ari Long to face the Jills, while Washougal visits Richfield. Should the two teams end up tied, there will be a coin flip to determine the league's number one and two berths.
Should be fun for you over the next couple weeks, because, you know, both these teams are good enough to go a distance in the playoffs and yet aren't so good that they're just going to walk through like they have in past years.
You've got that exactly right. You think about all the games that the Monarch boys have won. Remember last week we talked about Ridgefield? They hit an NBA three at the buzzer to win by three. they had other games that had gone by 1 or 2 points. Then they go outside of legal and play at Clover Park or something like that, and they win by 10 or 11.
Right.
So I don't know what's going to happen, but you're right. This is the best time of the year, starting Friday as district, and then on to regionals if it happens, and then to Yakima if that happens in March as well.
Beautiful. Thank you. Talk to you later. Thanks.
All right. Talk to you later, Dave.
Vern Foster joining us out there in beautiful Centralia, Washington.